copyrighted program created by Rio Grande.
Los Angeles Police calling all cars. Attention all cars. Broadcast 244 at Vine and Santa Monica. Assistant officer. Vine and Santa Monica. That's all. Rosenquist.
You may recall how some persons reacted to the introduction of higher-powered motors. What they said, 60 horsepower, that's more than you need. But we've all come to it, friends, realizing that a motor of higher power runs more smoothly because it takes us there with greater ease and less effort. Some folks of good enough intentions used to say Rio Grande cracked gasoline was all right for police cars, fire engines, and ambulances. But they sometimes argued, what do I want with police car performance? I'm not chasing criminals. Well, those days are gone forever. Motor-minded men and women are driving to the red and white station in their neighborhood in ever-increasing numbers. No, of course, you're not chasing criminals, but you are hot on the trail of maximum motoring pleasure and satisfaction for less money. That's exactly what you get when you tank up with Rio Grande Cracked, the quicker-starting, longer-lasting gasoline of greater speed and power. If you've been putting it off for no good reason, let your car turn in at the nearest Rio Grande station tomorrow morning. Take on a tank full of Rio Grande Cracked, and then see for yourself. If you need an oil change, switch to RioLube, the pure 100% paraffin base motor oil that doesn't break down when thermometers go up, because it's built to withstand the combined attack of intense heat and high speed. Two loyal and true traveling companions. Rio Grande Cracked, the most highly recommended gasoline in the West, and RioLube, the newest and finest motor oil sold in this market. The story we are to hear tonight has been taken from confidential files of the Los Angeles Police Department. We are pleased to present Chief of Police James E. Davis.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Occasionally, a criminal gets the idea that he can beat the law. He spends years in planning, hoping to reap a quick profit, only to find that a machine has been built expressly to prevent his success. The law enforcement machinery of the United States, and of the Los Angeles Police Department specifically, has been designed to bring home vividly to the criminal element the lesson that crime does not pay. I shall reserve additional facts on the case for the end of the program.
This story concerns one John Parker, respected citizen of a small Midwestern town, a minor executive in the town's largest bank and owner of a comfortable but unpretentious home. John Parker would appear to the casual observer a good, average American citizen. Julia, John's wife, is also a popular member of the community. Her bridge teas are the delight of the literary club, and although her set considers Julia a bit too noisy and gaudy for rigid good taste, it manages to forgive the infraction, for Julia is from New York and just not used to the quiet life of a small town. Our scene is the Parker's living room. It is 7 in the evening.
I hate it.
What did you say, Julie?
I said I hate it.
Hate what?
You know very well what I'm talking about. This junk heap of a town, that's what.
Oh.
Take your feet off that chair. I want to sit down. Look here, John. Just how much longer do we have to stick in this burg? Will you tell me that? Stop reading that paper.
Oh, in heaven's name, Julie, let's not start another row. It takes time, I tell you. You got to give me time. You can't make a thing like this work in a day.
A day? I wouldn't call 7 years in this jerkwater town a day. I tell you, I'm sick to death of that clinking bunch of women with their silly gab about literature. And I'm sick of taking care of the house and going to the proper places and living on a dime a week. I won't take it much longer, John. I'm sick of it, do you hear? And I'm getting out, see?
Hold up there, Julie. Now, sit down again, honey. Let's talk this thing out once and for all.
Okay, I'm sitting. Talk.
7 years ago, back in little old New York, when we took each other for better or for worse, I meant it. Did you?
You know I did, John.
Okay. As far as the cops were concerned, we were both as hot as flat irons, weren't we? Always had them on our trail because of some petty job, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So we decided to put what money we had together and call it our operating capital. We decided that we'd take our $2,000 and make it grow until it was $10,000.
Yeah.
Then we could pull one big job and live easy the rest of our lives. Our Liberty Bond job.
Oh, can it, John? This bedtime story makes me sick. I know it forwards and backwards. But why on earth did we choose this town to work in? And why is it taken so long? Tell me that.
Julie, what would you think if I told you that my next paycheck would bring us up to the 10,000 mark?
Hey, a few weeks all over. Is it really true, John?
It's really true. In 2 weeks from now, we'll be on our way. I was going to tell you tomorrow anyhow, but you jumped me tonight.
Gosh. Oh, gosh, I can't talk. I'm so excited. Where do we go?
Kansas City, I think. It's the best place I know of for the job.
Well, what about the bogus bonds? Where do we get them?
Don't you worry about that, honey. I've already got them taken care of.
Tell me.
Well, you remember Hank Flynn back east?
Yeah.
Best forger in the business?
Yeah.
He's been working on the fake liberties for months. I got them today.
Hey, through the mail?
Express, stupid. Safe and sound with no hitches from Uncle Sam. $500,000 worth of forged Liberty bonds.
Where are you going to get the good ones?
In Kansas City, of course.
Oh, gee. I don't know what to say. Just think. After 7 years in this burg, pinching pennies and playing the small-town homebodies, we're at last going to get away. Oh, gosh. I could scream for joy.
Yeah, it is great, isn't it? But listen, little lady. Your days of being a homebody aren't over, you know. It'll be another 6 or 8 months after we leave here before we can pull the job.
Oh, I don't care about that. We'll at least be away from this hole. Oh, gee, it seems too good to be true.
Three weeks later in Kansas City, John Parker makes a purchase.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, good morning.
I'm John Parker. I've just come to Kansas City, and I'm contemplating opening an account at the bank here. But before I do, I want to buy some Liberty bonds.
Yes, sir. And about how much did you want to invest, Mr. Parker?
Well, I thought about $8,000 would be good to start with. I'd like to take the bonds with me if you have them.
Well, I think that can be arranged. Take a little time to get them ready, have them registered and so forth.
That's all right. Meantime, I can open my checking account, and as soon as the bonds are ready, you can call me up. Here's my phone number.
Oh, yes, that's fine. I'll make out your depositor's card now. Oh, what is the address, Mr. Parker?
1423 Richmond.
1423 Richmond.
That's right.
And about how much did you wish to deposit, Mr. Parker?
$10,000.
$10,000. That's nice. Just sign right here, Mr. Parker, right here. There we are. Now, I'll call you just as soon as the bonds are ready.
Thank you very much.
Oh, I hope you'll take full advantage of our facilities here, Mr. Parker. And if there's anything we can do for you, we'll be glad to do it.
I'm sure I can use you. Your bank, I mean.
Oh, yes, of course. Well, good day, Mr. Parker. Good day.
Good day.
Good day.
Farmers Trust, cashier's office. Yes, the statement was sent out. All right, thank you.
I beg your pardon.
Yes, sir?
I'd like to speak to the cashier about opening an account and renting a lockbox.
Yes, sir. Mr. Trent is our cashier. He'll help you.
Well, good morning, sir. May I do something for you?
Yes, if you will. I'm Arthur Langland Smith. I'd like to open an account here.
Certainly, Mr. Smith. I believe I heard you mention a lockbox, too.
Well, yes. I have here about $125,000 worth of Liberty bonds and that. I feel that that's just a little too much to be carrying around with me. Don't you agree?
I most certainly do agree. If you'll just come this way, Mr. Smith, the custodian will take care of the box for you.
All right.
Right back this way, if you please, Mr. Smith.
That's a nice bank you have here.
Well, we're proud of it. Do a lot of business here.
Yes, I've heard Independence is a very nice town.
Going to be here long?
Yes, I think so. I may go into business here if things turn out the way I hope they will.
We'd be glad to have you call on us anytime you need any capital.
Well, thank you very much. I'd probably do that.
Here are the safe deposit boxes. Oh, Bob, will you fix up a number 3 box for Mr. Smith here?
Yes, sir.
He has some Liberty bonds he wants to leave with us.
Certainly, sir. Do you have the bonds with you, Mr. Smith?
Yeah, right here.
There's $125,000 there, Bob, so be careful with it.
Oh, yeah, I will, and how. There you are. And here's your key, Mr. Smith. The other one, of course, we keep on file here.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Now, Mr. Smith, we'll go up and make out the signature card for your account. Oh, is this a joint account? Will Mrs. Smith sign with you?
Oh, no, no. I take care of everything myself.
The following week, we find John Parker back in Kansas City.
People's Bank, Dixon speaking. Oh, hello, Mr. Brent. Yes? I'll see to it right away, sir. Yes, sir, may I help you?
Are you Mr. Dixon, the cashier?
Yes, sir.
My name is Feld, John Aiken Feld. I'd like to open an account here, but I think I better arrange for a lockbox, too.
Oh, yes. If you'll just come this way, the custodian will see you to the box, and I'll take care of the opening of your account.
That's nice weather you're having here in Kansas City.
You've been here long?
Only a week.
Wait till it gets dry.
Yeah, I've heard it gets a little dry some seasons of the year.
Well, here we are. Now, what size box did you have in mind, Mr. Feld?
Well, it doesn't matter, really. I have this package of bonds I'd like to leave.
$125,000. Ah, that's a nice little nest egg, Mr. Feld.
Yeah, I've been sort of looking around for a place to use these, you know.
Are you staying in Kansas City?
Yeah, I'm opening a branch office here.
Well, that's fine. We're always glad to have additions to Kansas City's business life. I hope you won't hesitate to call on us if we can be of any service to you.
Thank you. I think maybe I can use some of your money from time to time.
All right, sir. We'll be glad to see you anytime, Mr. Feld. And call on us for anything that we can do for you in our life.
I'll do that.
Kansas City Bank? Yes, it's the cashier's office. What? Oh, yes, the new shipment from Federal Reserve. Today? Thank you. May I help you, sir?
Yes, if you will. I'm Henry Blakefield Baker. I'd like to see Mr. Avery. He's the cashier, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
Yeah, about opening an account and renting a lockbox. I have a large quantity of Liberty bonds here, and I don't want to carry them around with me.
Yes, Mr. Baker. Just a moment, please. I'll get Mr. Avery for you.
Merchants Bank of Lawrence. It's Mr. Freely speaking. Yes? Yes? All right, all right. I'll have it ready for you this afternoon.
Yes. Goodbye.
Yes, sir. Pardon me. May I do something for you?
Mr. Freely?
Yes, that's my name.
I'm Michael Johnson.
Oh?
I'd like to open an account with your bank.
Well, I'd be glad to take care of it.
Oh,
for you.
Yes, and I'd like to arrange for a lockbox, too.
Lockbox?
I have here about $125,000 in U.S. Liberty bonds that I'm not too keen about carrying around with me.
No, well, I should imagine not, no. Well, we'll take care of the box first in that case. Now, if you'll just come this way, the custodian.
Four months later, John Parker pays another of his frequent visits to the several banks. This time, he returns to the Farmers Trust in Independence. He carries $8,000 in United States Liberty bonds with him.
Good morning, Mr. Smith.
Good morning, Roy.
Good morning. How are you, Mr. Smith?
How are you today, Alan?
Why, hello, Mr. Smith.
Hello, Alice. How are things with the cashier's office?
Oh, huh? Couldn't be better, thanks. Can we do something for you?
Bet you can. Is Trent around?
Yes. He's gone up to the president's office, but he ought to be back any minute.
Well, then I'll wait for him. Oh, there he is now.
Well, good morning, Mr. Smith.
Morning, Trent. How goes it?
Fine, thanks. Been pretty busy the last few days. Now, what can we do for you today?
Well, I think I'm in the market for a small loan today, about $7,000. How about it?
Yes, sir. Your credit's ace high here. You know, as I was telling Alice yesterday, if everyone paid off his loans as you do, I'd never have a headache. As it is, I've got a chronic one.
Well, you know how it is. Invest wisely and pay off well or something.
Kind of a businessman's adage, eh?
Yeah.
Now, if you'll just step over here, sir. Liberty bonds for collateral, as usual.
Yeah, I have a chance to turn a little deal that I think will net a nice profit.
You have the bonds there, have you, Mr. Smith?
Yeah, here we are. $8,000.
And you want $7,000, is that it?
That's right.
All right, sir, sign right there. Oh, Alice, have you seen my blotter?
Yes, sir. Here it is, right here.
Thank you. All right, Mr. Smith. We'll credit your account with $7,000.
Thank you very much, Mr. Trent. I'll be seeing you in a few days.
At the end of 6 months, the setting for John Parker's drama was complete. He had borrowed large sums from one and then another bank using good Liberty bonds for collateral and had paid off the loans religiously. And as an extra means of ensuring his financial standing with each firm, $125,000 in forged bonds rested in the lockbox at each bank. It is evening and John and Julia are having dinner at home.
So we're all set, huh?
All set.
Through with your plate?
Yeah.
Give it to me. When's it to come off, John?
Well, I'll tell you, but prepare to be shocked.
Okay. I'm prepared. When?
Tomorrow.
Hmm? Tomorrow?
Hey, don't let it throw you, honey.
Tomorrow? Oh, gee, I'm so tickled I could break another plate. I think I will.
Julie,
and
what?
Another.
Hey, cut it out.
Another.
What?
Goodbye,
Julie, cut it out. Whoa there. Remember, we got to eat some breakfast from those
boy,
dishes.
Oh, this is swell. I've been waiting 7 years for this minute. Whoopee!
I'll be out in no time, honey. Don't go away from the car.
Okay. Hey, which is this?
Farmers Trust of Independence. Oh. Now sit tight. We have to travel fast today. We got 4 towns we got to make before we're set.
I know. Well, go on. You're wasting time yourself.
Good morning, Mr. Smith.
Good morning, Baker.
How do you do, Mr. Smith?
How are you today, Alan?
Well, good morning, Mr. Smith. You're an early caller today.
Morning, Trent. Yeah, I seem to have a busy day ahead.
Fine. Busy days sound good to all of us, I guess. What can I do for you?
Well, I'd like to secure a rather sizable loan. I got a big deal on today.
Oh, good. How much will you need?
About $100,000, I think. I have $125,000 in liberties in my lockbox that I'll put up as collateral.
All right, Mr. Smith. Your credit's always good with us. Now, do you want the proceeds of the loan placed to the credit of your checking account?
No, I want cash. I'm buying a piece of property, you see, and the old farmer I'm dealing with insisted that I pay in cash. In fact, the old codger wanted gold, but I finally convinced him the bank wouldn't let me have gold.
All right. Now, if you'll just step over here to the note teller's window, we'll get your money.
Good morning, Mr. Fell.
Good morning, Mr. Fell.
Well, top of the morning to you, Dixon.
And the same to you, Mr. Fell. How's high finance these days?
Pretty good at that. I got a big deal on today.
Oh, fine. Glad to hear it.
I'd like to borrow a pretty sizable sum with the bonds in my lockbox for collateral. How about it?
Yes, sir. Won't you step over here to my office? About how much?
Oh, I think about $100,000 will do. Good morning, Avery. How are you today?
Oh, Mr. Baker. Fine, thanks. What can I do for you?
Well, you can lend me $100,000. You see, I got $125,000 in liberties down in my lockbox. I'll put those up as collateral.
I'll have the note ready in just a few minutes.
Morning, Freely.
Morning, Mr. Johnson. What's it going to be today?
Well, today I'm in the market for a rather large loan.
Yes?
I'll, of course, put up Liberty Bonds as collateral, as usual.
About to the Colorado line by now, huh, John?
Almost. We ought to be able to get a boat right away when we get to San Diego.
Oh, we have to. Oh, gee, honey. Isn't this great?
Yeah. We won't ever be able to come back to this country, but then I guess the rest of the world is big enough to keep us entertained. How's about it, Julie?
Oh, sure. Is that a car following us, John?
No.
I bet it is.
No, it isn't, Julie. No one will look for us until the bank examiners make the rounds.
Yeah, but maybe they already made the rounds.
Oh, for the love of Mike. Sometimes you get me so sore I could sock you. Just how dumb do you think I am, huh? I planned this job so we'd have 2 months before the examiners went around.
Yeah, but maybe the cashiers have spotted the bogus bonds.
Hey, did you ever take a look at those bonds, Julie?
No.
Well, you can't tell they're phonies unless you read every line of them. And I don't think the cashiers will do that.
No.
For heaven's sake, what do you think I spent 6 months building up my credit for?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to start an argument.
Okay, then. Just relax. We're absolutely safe until the examiners make the rounds, and we'll be on the high blue sea by then.
Oh, look, John. There's a swell roadhouse. Let's stop and eat. It's way after 7 o'clock.
Okay, we eat.
5 days later, back in the City Bank of Kansas City, Kansas, chaos takes hold. The bank examiners arrive unexpectedly.
Good morning, Mr. Brown.
Good morning, Mr. Avery. How's business in City Bank?
Very good, sir. You're a little ahead of time, aren't you, Mr. Brown?
Yes, a little. Going on a vacation in a few days, I thought I'd better get things cleaned up before I left.
Well, that's fine. I think you'll find everything in order.
All right. Let's start in with your first bookkeeper here. I'll get through with him as soon as I can, and he can start to work. Oh, would you mind pasting this strip of tape over the ledger tray in that cage, Mr. Rayrick?
Not at all. We have had a few big loans lately. Business seems to be picking up.
That so? I hope you didn't take any Liberty bonds in as collateral.
Well, as a matter of fact, we did. Why?
You did? Well, where are they?
Why, right back here in the note teller's cage. Anything wrong with Liberty bonds as collateral?
Well, that all depends. Let me look at those bonds.
I think you'll find these bonds all right. One of our best customers, Mr. Baker, left them with us. He'll be in today, I'm sure.
Mm.
He said he'd be back in about a week. Here are the bonds right here.
Just as I thought. Did you check these bonds before you made the loan?
Yes, certainly.
Have you got any other Liberty bonds here?
Well, yes, sir. Right here. Here's one.
All right, compare them. Take a look at those serial numbers.
Well, what do you know about that?
I don't understand why these bonds weren't checked closely on such a large loan.
Well, sir, the bonds were checked. Not as closely as they should have been, perhaps, but the gentleman had always been more than good in his dealings with us. He was well known to us. We'd made him several big loans, and he always paid off before they were due.
You realize, of course, that this is the third bank where we've discovered the same situation?
No.
Absolutely, the third. Used a different name in each case. Undoubtedly, it's the same man.
What are the others?
The Farmers Trust of Independence, People's Bank on the Missouri side, now yours. No telling how many others he's pulled the same stunt in.
Well, isn't anything being done?
Well, you just said yourself you have no records of the man. He was a slippery one. We can't do anything. No records to go by. Nothing. Fellow has covered his tracks completely.
Wait a minute.
Huh?
Maybe there is something we can do after all.
Yes?
When he came in for the loan, I remember the teller had to open a new shipment of bills from the Federal Reserve to let him have that much cash.
He did?
I have the serial numbers of that shipment.
Good. That gives us something to work on. Let's get the listings now. Then we can call the police.
Two days later, the police have determined by bills passed at restaurants along the road that John Parker, alias Smith, alias Fell, alias Baker, alias Johnson, is on his way to California. It is late evening, and Julia and John are staying in a secluded boarding house in Hollywood awaiting the time to drive to San Diego and ship out for foreign parts.
There are the tickets, baby. We see the South Sea Islands first. How's it sound?
Oh, wonderful. Let me see. Oh, jeepers. Isn't it great? When do we sail?
Tomorrow morning.
Well, when do we leave here?
Tonight at midnight. Oh. It'll take us 4 hours to drive it.
Gosh, I'm as excited as a little kid going to a picnic. Hey, you better get your papers and things packed. I left them for you because I didn't know what to do with them.
Yes, I better. Here, you want to see the paper?
Yeah.
It was under the landlady's door, but I don't think she reads the newspaper.
Oh, you cheap pickpocket. Go on now. Hey, John.
Yeah, what is it?
Have you looked at this paper?
No, why?
Well, Julie, you're as pale as a ghost. What is it?
Take a look at that.
Great guns, that's us. Julie, we should never have passed those notes along the road.
Sure, sure. No, they wouldn't find out for 2 months. The bank examiners wouldn't come. Oh, no. You're always so darn smart.
Well, how'd I know? Oh, gee, Julie, let's not fight. We gotta think and think fast.
Well, we gotta get out of this place. I gave the landlady one of those bills this morning.
Then scram it is, and now.
Gee, it is dark on this street.
Yeah, thank heavens.
Information had been received by the Los Angeles Police Department to be on the lookout for the fleeing pair. In a police car in downtown Los Angeles, officers Rombo and Stromwell of the robbery detail are cruising.
Having a lot of to-do down at headquarters about this man who got so much dough in that bank hall back east.
Yeah. They say there's a woman traveling with him.
I wish we'd get some more dope on him. I'd like a little action about now.
Los Angeles police calling all cars. Attention all cars.
Well, I guess you're going to get your action.
Be on the lookout for a man and woman driving a 1931 or 32 Packard sedan. Dark green with disc wheels. Believes to be traveling south in Los Angeles. Maybe headed for San Diego. Automobile carrying Missouri license. and car 69 and car 83. Car 69 and 83. Call your station. Attention all cars. Repeat on broadcast regarding man and woman. Driving 1931.
Hurry, John. Hurry.
I wish we could get out of this traffic.
Well, you've got to get out some way.
Look out the back. You see anything?
Yeah, there's a couple of squad cars back about two blocks. I don't think they spotted us yet.
There's one up ahead, too. They'll see us if we stay in this car. Grab hold of the money satchel and sit tight, Julie.
What are you going to do?
I'm turning in this alley.
Why?
In another minute, they'd have spotted this buggy. We got to ditch it. Come on.
Where are we going?
That beer parlor at the end of the alley. Come on, run.
Oh, John. John, I'm so scared.
Now, take it easy, honey. Here. We'll wander around among the crowd for a minute, then we'll slip out the front.
Oh, gee.
Come on. Easy does it now.
Come on, let's hurry.
No, no. Walk, walk. Slow.
All right.
Come on now. Out the front.
Hey, look, Joe, in that alley.
Yeah, package C, Dan, with disc wheels and a Missouri license plate.
Tell the fellas in the other car.
Okay. Hey, Weaver! Weaver! We found that car. They must have gone to that beer parlor at the end of the alley. Take your men and circle around the block.
Right.
Gee, I'd feel a lot safer in that beer joint, not here in the street.
Come on, let's make a dash for that dark street down there.
All right. They got us, John.
Stay where you are, you two.
They're carrying a bag.
Make a run for that fire escape.
All right.
Stop or I'll shoot.
Oh, they're shooting us.
No, they're not. They're shooting wild. I hope this window up here
hurry,
opens.
John.
It's our only chance.
Hurry.
It won't open.
Oh,
toss that bag here and walk down with your hands up.
This is it, Julie. I'm sorry, baby.
Come on, Donna. We're coming up after you. Throw that release down.
All right, you got it, copper.
Come on down. Keep your hands up. You coming or do we come up there?
No, we're coming. Let's go, Julie.
Gee, ain't this great? From literary clubs and denning to the Ouzkow in three easy jumps. And we were going to live off the fat of the land.
Just a moment, Chief Davis will conclude our story. Remember, friends, the men who know the most about gasoline because they drive the most, the police officers, firemen, ambulance drivers, and the men at the wheels of the emergency automotive equipment of your state and federal government, together with tens of thousands of motorists, declare Rio Grande Cracked is the gasoline that delivers police car performance in all emergencies, great and small. Remember, too, our new friend Realube, the indestructible motor oil that is perfected in the nation's largest, most up-to-the-minute refinery. Keep your motor young and protected from the needless wear of excessive heat and speed with Realube, the newest and finest motor oil sold in the West. And now, Chief Davis.
Parker was arrested, and Kansas City officers were notified that he was being held. He was returned to that city, where he was tried and convicted, and sentenced to prison for the term prescribed by law. It was impossible to show conspiracy on the part of Mrs. Parker, and she was subsequently released. Parker's was an almost perfect crime that failed to pay.
Thank you, Chief Davis.
Los Angeles Police calling all cars, attention all cars, to cancellation of broadcast 244. Suspects in this case are now in custody. That's all. Rosenquist.
This is your narrator, Frederick Lindsley, bidding you good night for Rio Grande.